What's up, y'all? It's your girl Ebony B, and today I am here for an episode of Mirror Talk. I'm super excited to be here this week and recording an episode with you all. Last week I recorded an episode of Mirror Talk and I got some good feedback, I guess. Like, people liked it. I got feedback of I don't mind longer podcasts. Thank you for the shout outs. Like, people that I shouted out within the episode, they actually listened to the episode and were able to hear the shout outs. So thank you all again so much for the support. I genuinely appreciate it. We are literally journeying together. And you know what? I love that for us. All right. So welcome to my station. If you're new, this is Combos with Ebony B, and I am your host, Ebony. Today, like I said, we are here for an episode of Mirror Talk. I actually wrote this episode as a journal entry on April 10th, 2024. And then last week, I just so happened to journal, as I should, and I looked back at this and I'm like, OMG, like, I wrote this journal entry before I knew that I was going to go through the things that I was going to go through within the next week of writing this. So, long story short, let's just get into the episode. This is What to Do While Waiting on the Promises of God, or 5 Steps to Take in Your Waiting Season. So I wrote this because I'm not going to say that I was anxious or anything like that, but I just had some things on my mind, things on my heart. And so I wrote this out to myself to help myself. And essentially, that is what Mirror Talk is. It's me giving lessons and talking to myself and hoping that me sharing my story will also help and encourage you on your own journey. So let's get into this episode. I'm literally going to read it and then kind of ad lib a little bit. So here we go. When you want something that you've never had, your faith has to be on swole. So many times we want something, we know that God is a promise keeper, and our faith just shakes. Mostly our faith is shaken because we're not consumed in the Word of God and we are not covering ourselves in the truth or covering ourselves in God's truth. So your faith has to be on swole. The next thing I wrote says, the world will distract us from what God has already deemed as ours. So if God has promised us something, the world will distract us, whether it's in the music, the media, the things that we watch, habits that we have. The world will distract us from what God has already deemed as ours, and therefore really just putting us back from the promises of God. The next thing that I wrote says, especially if you are not in your Bible every day and being reminded of God's promises, your faith will shake. And when you have shaken faith, you put yourself back from receiving your blessing because you're probably doing things that aren't aligned with what you're asking for. You're talking to people about, you know, your doubts and your worries, which there's nothing wrong with, you know, talking and growing with people. But if you know that this is the truth, spend more time in the truth than in the worry and in the doubt. The next thing I wrote says, so if you truly believe that God is in the blessing business and getting ready to answer your prayers, you should be. And here are the 5 steps that I listed. 1, you should be in your Bible, protecting your mind, guarding your heart, and strengthening your faith. You have to have a crazy faith when you know that you are doing something that you've never done. You are expecting to have something that you've never had. You have to have the faith and the work that goes behind it. 2 is preparing. You have to prepare. Becoming the woman who is already living and possessing the blessing. So what would your higher self, what would the highest version of yourself be doing? The version that has the life, the cars, the partner, the family, the businesses, the success, the love, the peace. Even though I have some of those things now, but like the ultimate version of you, what would she be doing? Would she be waking up, hitting the gym? Would she be eating clean? Would she be in her Bible? Is she kind? Is she nurturing? Does she have a certain aesthetic? What is that version of yourself? And then actually do the things that she would do. Number three, praying. Asking for guidance and clarity and staying connected to the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit is a version of God that you have access to. Like, not saying that you don't have all accesses or access to all versions of God, but the Holy Spirit is something that you can call on. The Holy Spirit should be within you. The Holy Spirit should be around you. You should be able to call upon the Holy Spirit and feel the presence of God and feel a sense of peace and feel these things. It's like an outlet or picking up the phone. Like, you can really access and feel the presence of God when you are activated in your Holy Spirit, when you're connected. So praying is a source in order to be connected to that. Staying prayed up. Before I get into number four, I want to kind of segue really quick. I remember last week talking about a bully spirit, and I was talking to my good friend Jordan earlier this week on one of my hot girl walks, and she was talking about, you know, she doesn't like chaos. Like, she really enjoys being around people that are peaceful, people that bring out the peace that is within her, peaceful environments. Like, that is her vibe. But she was like, I've been attracting a more of a chaotic energy and I don't like it. And so that reminded me of last week's podcast episode when I was talking to you all about a bully spirit. And I was like, you know what? I believe that a part of the reason why I attract or had been attracting a bully spirit is because I wasn't really showing up as my full self. I wasn't posting on the podcast. I wasn't posting consistent content. I wasn't giving the people the things that they knew that were inside of me. I wasn't sharing. So it's almost like they wanted to poke the bear in order to see if I'm really that girl. If I had been operating in my highest self, you know, and I'm not shaming myself or anything, and I'm definitely giving myself grace throughout, you know, this revelation and healing processes and stuff like that. But if I had been walking in my fullest potential, I don't believe those spirits would have been attracted to me because they would have already seen who and what my truth is. Instead of me conserving my truth and, you know, playing humble, playing safe, I would have just been bold, been direct, and it would have fled. The bully spirit wouldn't have been attracted to me, if that makes sense. I hope this analogy makes sense to y'all. I really just go throughout my day and connect and pray, and I just get answers. I get things dropped in my lap. Like, oh yeah, that's a go. Or, oh no, that's a no. LOL. Moving on to the remainder of the steps. So the next step is step number four. Being obedient and moving with intention and moving when God says go. This goes back to, you know, me being my highest self and all of those things. Like, I have not been obedient. I have not been obedient in my podcast. And truth be told, y'all, I have not been obedient with my tithing. Uh-oh. Yes, I said it. I don't know if you all believe in tithing, but I do. I don't feel obligated from man to tithe. I just feel led to tithe. And I don't feel like 100% not tithing. Like, it's like putting my money where my mouth is. Like, oh, God is getting ready to bless me, but yet I can't bless the community and the pastors and the building where I'm being built up spiritually, or where people are serving me. Like, there are members of my church, women in the church, who will see me and they will compliment me. My pastor, Pastor Jackie, she'll compliment me. Different women, you know, I see what you're doing online, and I really appreciate your presence online, and I really want you to go hard on your podcast, and I support you on all of these things. These people are not even quote unquote benefiting from my tithes, but it's just a support. I can't really explain it. One day we can have a conversation on tithing. This isn't it, but I just felt convicted when number four said, like, just being obedient, like being obedient in my podcast production, being obedient in, you know, just doing things when God says to do it, like, and doing it on time, not waiting, not contemplating, is this a good idea? Not thinking about, do I feel like doing it? But no, just do it. Just do it. If God has called you to do something, do it. Move with intention and go when he says go. Lastly, protecting my vision. Number five, protecting my vision. Sharing only with those that truly believe and support my next chapter. I am a people person in a sense of, like, I love connection. I love, you know, personal development. I love collaborating. I love creativity. And with that, I like to talk sometimes. I like to share. And I just know that I can't share everything, like, not in a sense of a podcast, but just in life. Like, I identified that I had a really bad habit of kind of oversharing in order to connect with people. And sometimes, yeah, like, you never know what you and a person can connect on unless you start talking. But just protecting your vision, like, if you know that you want to have a baby one day, and you, the first time you get pregnant or the moment you get pregnant, you go tell somebody that is having trouble conceiving, or that doesn't have a baby but desires a baby, it's like, that's not where you want to put your energy. That's not who you want to share this with. And so identifying the people that can handle the journey leading up to the blessing is really, 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 really important. And you want to protect your vision by making sure that you are not just oversharing or sharing with people who have no idea where you're going. They can't see where you're going. They don't see the vision. They don't get it. They don't understand. But yet you share anyway. That is very dangerous. And even if you haven't seen the repercussions of doing that, you don't have to trust me. You really don't. But it's just not. It's not a vibe. It's not good. But these are five steps to take in the waiting season. And I'll go over them again. Number one, be in your Bible. Number two, be preparing. Be becoming the woman who is already living and possessing the blessing. Number three, pray. Ask for guidance, clarity, and staying connected to the Holy Spirit. Number four, being obedient and moving with intention, and especially moving when God says go. And lastly, number five, protecting your vision and sharing only with those who believe and support your next chapter. So y'all, I really hope that you were able to take something away from this episode. I hope that it blesses you. And this, like I said, this just came straight out of my journal. I remember years ago sharing with my pastor about like me just loving to journal. Like I journal, I hear from God through journaling. I see things come to life through journaling. And I remember she told me, she was like, don't worry, just keep writing because you're writing a book right now. You're writing a book right now. And so even though the book hasn't come to pass, heck, I'm writing podcast episodes that I didn't even know was a podcast episode. It was just something to help me. So I hope this was helpful to you. I hope that this blesses you, encourages you on your own journey. And until next time, y'all, it's your girl, Ebony B, and I'm signing out.